The hot topic in Hollywood is a behind-the-scenes drama, a possible strike when the contract with film and TV writers expires in October. Negotiations between the Writers Guild and the studios get underway this month. At the center of the contract talks, how writers will be paid when their shows are on new media. That's iPods, cell phones, or computers. Gloria Hillard reports.
You missed your favorite show, or maybe just the beginning of, let's say, Grey's Anatomy. All you have to do is log on to ABC's website, click on the banner that says Watch ABC Shows Online Now. Well, first there's a commercial.
Lose yourself in the silky smooth taste of Dove chocolate.
And then...
Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
No one believes their life will turn out just kind of okay.
This is something that I never would have foreseen happening a few years ago, but now they're on multiple platforms, television and the internet.
John Bowman is a veteran writer in Hollywood. He also chairs this year's negotiating committee for the Writers Guild. He says writers getting paid for when their works appear online or your iPod will be the key issue in the contract talks.
TV writers have a very good rate when it's on cable, and we have a very good rate when it's done on broadcast TV. But they're paying us at this very small rate when it goes to the internet. And generally 20 to 50% of a writer's income is derived from the reuse of his material. So you can understand why writers are up in arms.
If the writers are up in arms, the producers have their arms crossed. Nicholas Counter, the president of the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, says when it comes to digitally delivered entertainment,
we are uncertain as to what the revenue streams are and what the costs are going to be. And what we are going to propose is that all those new media outlets for television and theatrical motion pictures be studied.
In the meantime, Counter acknowledges the networks are preparing for a possible writer's strike by speeding up productions and ordering more reality programs.
Because they are strike-proof. And so those are the kinds of things that the studios and the networks are planning it as we speak.
The networks have also asked some producers to deliver extra episodes of popular shows in case there is a strike. Carolyn Finger is vice president of TVTracker.com, a consulting firm for the industry.
Dick Wolf has never been shy about acknowledging he's the, you know, obviously the creator of the Law & Order series of shows, and he's always been very upfront about we'll do extra episodes, we'll shoot on an accelerated schedule. And then also the showrunner for Las Vegas, also they skipped the hiatus.
The writer's contract with the studios expires in the fall, and not that far behind, the contracts for Hollywood's actors and directors will be up for renewal. That means a perfect storm is brewing in Hollywood, one that could threaten an industry-wide strike. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.